I'm Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist. Welcome to Module 3. Let's look now at astral travel with others. You know, it's wonderful to be able to master astral projection and to travel anywhere we want in all of creation instantly. It's a wonderful feeling. It's a wonderful concept. It's just a wonderful thing to do, and I enjoy doing it as often as I'm able. However, what's even better than that, in my opinion, is going with someone else. You know, you can travel anywhere in the world in your physical body. You can go to Spain, you can go to England, you can go to America, you can go to Egypt, you can go wherever you want, and you can experience the culture there, the people, have some experiences. But it's so much better, in my opinion, if you go with somebody else. If you have someone to experience it with, then it just really intensifies everything. You have memories that you can talk about later. You get to see things from their point of view. You get so much more out of the experience than you would if you just went alone. So I encourage you to make some friends in the astral world or some friends in the physical world, people who are able to consciously astral project, and start traveling astrally with them. You're going to find that your experiences become so much more interesting, so much richer, so much fuller, so much deeper. Everything just intensifies when you travel with someone else, because the two of you will have an experience that isn't just one plus one. You may think you're going to have your experience plus a little bit of their experience, but in this case, one plus one doesn't equal two. One plus one equals three or more. Think about it. If you have an experience traveling somewhere and you come back, let's say we're traveling in the astral world. You travel somewhere in the astral world, come back. You have an experience. Another person travels the same place in the astral world and goes back to their body. They have an experience. If you put those two experiences together, one plus one, that would just be the experience of two individuals. And so that would equal two experiences. But something almost magical happens psychologically when you travel with someone. It's not just two individuals traveling and adding the sum total of their experiences. Something happens when you combine your experiences, something that you wouldn't get just by recounting the experiences that you had alone and listening to the experiences that they had alone. It wouldn't add up to what you get when you travel with someone else. Now, if you've ever traveled in the physical world alone and then gone to that same place with someone else, you know what I'm talking about. It's just a richer experience. You get the magic of the combined shared experience, and it's a wonderful, beautiful thing. So I invite you to carry that into the astral world, to start traveling with others. There are two ways to find travel partners. One is to make physical friends who know how to astral project. The other one is to meet people in the astral world who are interested in traveling with you. They may be travel mates just for a day or a night, or it may be ongoing. But I want you to start thinking along these lines, because it's something that opens up so many more avenues for you. And the wonderful thing that I've found is that people who tend to be recluses, people who tend to stay inside their houses and their physical bodies and not really associate much with other people, tend to open up in the astral world. They tend to see all these people and see all these places, and they want to open up more and more. Another thing that I've seen is sometimes people are confined for whatever reason, for legal reasons, for physical reasons, for any number of reasons, they're confined in their physical lives. So they don't have access to a lot of experiences in a lot of places. So just getting out in the astral world is wonderful for them, but traveling with others is even more exciting, because this is something that they don't have the opportunity to do in their physical lives. So if you're in one of those situations, then I doubly encourage you to start making friends in the astral world and having travel partners. So whatever your situation is, traveling with someone else is better. You don't have to do it all the time. I don't do it all the time, but I do it a lot of the time because it's just more fun. So how do you meet people in the physical world who know how to astral project? Do you go up to everyone on the street and say, "Excuse me, you seem like you'd be a good travel partner. Do you astral project?" Well, that's not the way it works. But there are websites you can go to. There are discussion forums you can join. I'm not going to tell you any specific ones because I just want you to find them on your own. Just look on the internet and find them. Find discussion groups. There are groups that meet in their physical bodies who also have astral experiences. There are all kinds of groups. No one group is better than the other group. It's just a matter of what you like. Now, I'm not encouraging you to join any kind of cult. So if you start to see cult-like activities from any of these groups, I encourage you to get out immediately. But what I do encourage you to do is find people who are like-minded. Find people who think like you, who just want to travel somewhere and have the experience with someone else. It doesn't have to be anything religious. It doesn't have to be anything where you pay membership dues or anything like that. Just find people who think like you do and start associating with them. Usually people in this physical world who astral project have other friends who do also. They can introduce you to those friends. You can start meeting in the astral world. It's not necessary for you all to lie down in the same room, in the same group, and astral project together in order to be together in your astral bodies. You can do it individually from anywhere in the world as long as you know the time that the other person is going to astral project. That's important. And you need to understand time zones, of course, also, because 9 p.m. in California is the equivalent of midnight in New York. So if you say 9 o'clock to someone on a discussion board somewhere or call them up, make sure you specify the time zone. Yeah, it's 9 o'clock my time, but midnight your time, for example. Or it's midnight my time and 9 p.m. your time. Make sure that you get it exact. Make sure that you're talking about apples and apples, not apples and oranges, so that you're not off by 3 hours or more. You need to coordinate your travel, or your vacations, if you will. Make sure they're happening at the same time so you're not out of your physical body waiting for them, and they're still stuck in their physical body because they are going about their daily life, doing their chores and job and what have you, thinking that it's going to happen sometime in the future. So you can plan mini vacations. One of the limitations that you're going to run into in the astral world is the limitation of how long your physical body can comfortably lie still while you're astral projecting. Now, although it is possible to astral project while you're doing anything, once you get good at it, you can astral project while you're washing the dishes, for example. I don't suggest that because it takes the focus off of what you're doing. It takes the focus off of washing the dishes, for example. And when your physical body is not fully engaged and fully focused, that's when accidents can happen. So I don't suggest doing that. In fact, I suggest that you don't do that. I suggest that the only time you astral project is when you are physically lying down, you don't have anything to do, no one's going to disturb your physical body, and your physical body doesn't need to get up and do anything at all. But one of the limitations you're going to run into is that your physical body has a limited amount of time during which it can stay in one position. It's not advisable, for example, for you to astral project for 24 hours straight, because that means that your physical body is going to be lying there for 24 hours straight. That's not a good idea. We're talking about getting bed sores and things of that nature. It's just really not a good physical idea for your body to stay in one position for 24 hours. It's not normal for your physical body to do that, and your physical body will not like it. So don't do that. Astral project for periods of time during which your physical body would normally be still anyway. For example, when you sleep at night. Now, I don't recommend astral projecting all night long, because while you're astral projecting consciously, you're really not getting the rest you need. Your physical body is resting, but your mind is alert. Your mind's not able to just calm down and relax and rejuvenate. So I recommend astral projecting for approximately 2 hours at a time. And in my opinion, one of the best times to do this is a little earlier than your normal bedtime. So you'd normally go to sleep at, let's say, 10 o'clock. Go to sleep at 8 o'clock. That way you have 2 hours of playtime, 2 hours of astral projection time. Now, coordinating this with others can be a challenge because 8 o'clock for you, let's say if you're in New York, 8 o'clock for you is 5 o'clock for someone in California because it's 3 hours earlier in California. They may not be ready to go to bed at 5 o'clock. So someone's going to have to sacrifice something at some point, and that's okay because when you travel together, you should make certain concessions. So that person's going to have to get off work early, for example, or make some kind of arrangements to be in a quiet room, able to astral project at 5 o'clock. But maybe next time it can be your turn. Maybe it'll be 10 o'clock for them, perhaps that's their normal bedtime, but 1 a.m. for you, and you're going to be up until 3 a.m. astral projecting. So that's fine. You have give and take. But realize when you're dealing with different time zones, and some time zones are much more drastically different than that, you're going to have to make certain concessions in order to coordinate the time. So I recommend planning ahead. What about traveling in groups? This can be a real challenge in a variety of different time zones. Let's say you get some sort of internet correspondence going with a group online, and they said they're all going to astral travel at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on a certain date. Well, they may be spread out all over the world. That's going to be a bit of a challenge for some people because it's going to be at different times of the day. So I certainly don't discourage you doing any of this, but realize that if you're going to travel with a group, it's a lot easier to coordinate everything if they're local, meaning in the same time zone as you, especially if you're traveling with a large group of 10 or more. But this can easily be done. You don't have to be in the same room or same building or anything like that. You can just all decide that you're going to meet at a certain time at a certain place. When I say place, I mean someplace in the astral world that correlates with the physical world. So you can meet at Joe's Deli, for example. That seems like a place that most towns would have, a Joe's Deli. Some guy named Joe with a deli. So you can meet at Joe's Deli at 8 o'clock. Everybody be there in your astral body at 8 o'clock. That works fine. You all meet there, and then you go from there to wherever you want to go. Paris, London, Egypt, wherever you want to go. Now realize that when you travel in groups, every now and then someone's going to have a challenge getting out of their physical body. They'll have set aside the time, everything will be great, but you know, as you become more experienced as an astral traveler, you know that sometimes there can be challenges getting out of your physical body. So, if you're traveling in a group and you meet at Joe's Diner, Joe's Deli, or wherever you're meeting, and Bob isn't there, it's best if you have a protocol that you'll all go to Bob's house, for example. Make sure it's okay with Bob ahead of time. Make sure everyone's okay with this program, that if someone's missing, you'll go actually to their physical body and attempt to help them get out of their physical body, because you can actually assist people in getting out of their physical bodies. One of the best ways to assist is just to surround their physical body. Everyone float around the physical body, form a circle, and just focus your energy on that person's astral body, giving them more energy. A lot of times, that's the challenge. They haven't properly raised the kundalini, or there's not enough kundalini energy available in that moment for them to get out of their physical body, so you can send energy to them through your astral bodies, making it much easier for them to get out. Or perhaps you get to Bob's house and you find that Bob's changed his mind or Bob's gone somewhere else. That's fine. That happens. That's part of the process of dealing with a group. When you're doing group astral projection, you're going to run into all sorts of situations like this, so be prepared. Just like coordinating any group, even in the physical world, there are going to be issues. Make sure you have protocols. Go to Bob's house, you find out Bob wanted to do something else, that's fine. But you should talk about that ahead of time. If someone changes their mind at the last minute and they don't want to go at all, or they want to go somewhere else, that's fine. If someone's having a challenge getting out, you go to their house and you help them get out. Or not. Whatever you decide is what you decide. Your group needs to make certain rules so that you know what to do. Just like when you're traveling as a group, there should be certain rules. Who decides where you go? Let's say you all meet at Joe's, and everyone has a different idea. All 10 of you have a different agenda. Well, I want to go to Paris. I want to go to Egypt. I want to go to London. Well, I've always wanted to see Stonehenge. Let's go to Stonehenge. And you all have different ideas all of a sudden, and you didn't realize this ahead of time because you didn't talk about it ahead of time. Well, that's going to happen once, and then the group's going to have a protocol for that. But I recommend having a protocol ahead of time. Figure out who's in charge, or figure out a travel plan. Maybe Monday night you meet at Joe's Deli, and then you go to Paris. Maybe Tuesday night you're going to meet there, and you're going to go to Ecuador. Wherever you're going to go, make a plan ahead of time. Perhaps you're going to visit several places in one astral projection experience. That's fine too. Perhaps you're just going to sit there and have a meeting. Perhaps you're going to sit in a circle, or stand in a circle, or float in a circle, and exchange energy. Plan ahead of time what you're going to do. I recommend planning this in your physical body. Once you get good at this, at meeting, you can plan the next trip while you're in your astral bodies. While you're in your astral bodies, you can make the plan for the next trip. Where are we going to meet? What are we going to do? What time are we going to meet? That sort of thing. I want you to realize that you can do some one-on-one work with people. If people are having a challenge astral projecting, you can work together with them, just the two of you, on astral projection. In other words, your powers, your abilities, your skills can be transferred to them through the assistance that you can give to them. So it's sort of like tutoring someone in astral projection, but better. And let me explain why it's better. It's better because you can take all of your knowledge, all of your skill, all of your experience, and even some of your energy, your Kundalini energy, and transfer that to the person. So, whereas generally when you tutor someone or mentor someone or help someone, you are dependent upon the rate at which they can learn. And sometimes that's a little slow. Sometimes it can take time for someone to learn something, especially if they're not confident about it. Well, with astral projection, you can transfer your information to them and your ability to them, your knowledge and your experience to them, and some of your actual metaphysical energy to them immediately. But this takes time, just like any other technique. So I want to introduce you to this technique. I call this the astral transfer technique. And with the astral transfer technique, you really benefit a lot because you get the good feeling of helping someone else and you get a travel partner. Because once they're free and able to astral project like you, then you are so much further along. Now, this works both ways. Let's say you're still having some challenges with astral projection. You can get help from someone else who already is skilled at astral projection. Also, it doesn't have to be an entity that has a physical body in order to help you. You can ask entities, even non-physical entities, in the astral world to help you. Let's say you're astral projecting one day or one night, and you come across some entities who are able to astral project all the time because they're not tied to a body. These would be wonderful entities to ask if they will assist you. And the way they assist you is through the astral transfer technique that I'm about to explain. So realize that it has numerous applications, and it's a way for you to help others and others to help you. Now, sometimes you're going to help someone else get out of their physical body, and sometimes that same person is going to need to help you get out of your physical body, because sometimes, for whatever reason, it's difficult to get our astral bodies out of our physical body. Sometimes it has to do with fatigue. Sometimes it has to do with being not alert enough or being over alert. There's so many factors that can contribute to it, and it's different from person to person. So realize that our astral bodies sometimes act like old cars that may get a little fussy sometimes. Sometimes they just don't want to start. Well, with the astral transfer technique, you have an advantage because you can sort of get a jump start. So let's take a look at how to do this, because it's a fascinating, wonderful, beautiful experience, and it's practical. Okay, the astral transfer technique works like this. There's someone who's having difficulty getting out of their physical body, and there's someone, whether an entity with a physical body or without, doesn't matter, there's someone helping that person get out of their physical body. So imagine, if you will, someone lying down in their physical body. Their astral body is lined up with their physical body, and they're feeling stuck at that moment for whatever reason. Maybe they don't have proper Kundalini energy. Maybe they're fatigued. Maybe they're doubting themselves. Maybe they're new at this. It doesn't matter what the reason is, because what I'm about to teach you is going to help for all of that. And let's say in this scenario that you are the person helping them. Now, if you want to do this while you're astral projecting, as with any of the other examples of techniques in this program, I encourage you to do that. I encourage you to have both of you in the same room and you listening to this recording and doing it as I say it, whether it's them helping you or you helping them. But in the scenario that I'm telling you, I'm just going to say it's you helping them. So the person lying down flat in their physical body is temporarily feeling stuck in their physical body. Maybe they can get a leg out or an arm out, maybe their head, but overall they're just not coming out of their physical body. What I want you to do is align yourself right over them. Face to face, torso to torso, shoulder to shoulder, toe to toe. It's as if you're right on top of them. You don't have to astrally touch them. In other words, your astral head doesn't have to touch their astral head, but you're really close, within a few inches. You can touch them if you want to, depending on how intimate you are with them or how well you know them, but you don't have to. You can have a few inches distance if you want to. But I want you to get as close as you comfortably can. I don't want your astral body to be inside their astral body. And by the way, yes, that is possible. But I want you to be face-to-face with them, toe-to-toe, hand-to-hand. You don't need to be touching them unless you want to. If you want to make slight contact, that's fine. But it's not necessary for your astral body to be pressing against theirs. Okay, so you're either very close to them or you're touching them. Now what I want you to do, since you've already gone through the proper preparation from my other program, where you learn how to raise your Kundalini, surround yourself with white light and so forth. You have got Kundalini flowing out of the top of your head and being reabsorbed at your base chakra and flowing through all of your chakras, I want you to take that Kundalini energy of yours from your heart chakra and connect now. I want you to chakra link with them, heart chakra to heart chakra. Create a tube. Imagine that. And as you imagine it, it will happen. That's the beauty of chakra linking. You just imagine it happening and it happens. And you may remember my situation from the other astral projection program in which I was thinking chakra linking wasn't real. And I was in a restaurant with somebody and I started linking all my chakras to theirs and they caught me. And they said, wait a minute, you're linking this chakra, and this chakra. And I thought, oh my goodness, it's real. So it's really that easy. Chakra linking is really that easy. Just by thinking about it, it happens. So I want you now, as you're hovering over them, or perhaps you're going to do this later, but I want you to link your chakras, your heart chakras, heart to heart. Think of it like a tube connecting both of your hearts. Now through this tube, I want you to send your Kundalini energy. So I want you now to practice that in your mind, or if you're actually doing it now, then go ahead and do it. Because if you're already astral projecting, you have plenty of Kundalini energy. Now, it's important not to give away all of your Kundalini energy. Really, this won't happen anyway. It's sort of like blowing into a balloon. You're not going to run out of air because you can keep breathing more air in through your nose. That's similar to Kundalini. You're not going to give away all of your Kundalini energy. But my point is, don't even attempt to give it all away. The idea is to give them just enough to get them out, to jumpstart them. Then their Kundalini flow is going to kick in, and they're going to be on their own, sort of like jumping a car. Give the battery enough electricity to get started, and then it starts generating its own power from the alternator. So you are giving this person enough Kundalini energy to get out of their physical body, and that's it. After that, they can take it from there. So continue sending Kundalini energy to this person, and how are you going to know if you've given enough or not enough or too much? Well, you'll know that you've given enough if they get out of their physical body. And as they do, I want you to allow them to rise up. So you'll rise back. You'll rise backwards and upwards with them as they rise up. How will you know if you've given too much? You're going to feel weak. You're going to feel yourself returning to your physical body. Or if you give too much Kundalini, you're going to completely return to your physical body. That's how you know you've overdone it. And you'll know you've given just the right amount because you'll still feel fine. You'll still be astral projecting and they'll still be coming out. Now, if you haven't given them enough, they're not going to be able to get out. You're not going to have jump-started the car yet, if you will. So you're going to have to rev it up a little bit, as it were. You're going to have to increase your Kundalini flow, which means that from your base chakra, imagine your Kundalini flowing even more powerfully upward through all seven chakras out the top of your head, being reabsorbed by your root chakra, and imagine this flow continuing. And some of that energy is going out from your heart chakra to their heart chakra. And from there, you should see their Kundalini flowing upward, being reabsorbed through their root chakra and continuing to flow upward. Now, you may wonder why we're using the heart chakra for this technique. Why not the root chakra? The root chakra is where the Kundalini is stored anyway. The reason for that is the root chakra is associated with sexual activity. So we don't want to turn this jump-starting procedure into something sexual. We want to make it a heart connection. So we're keeping the connection a little higher. We're keeping it away from the lower chakras. We're keeping it on the level of a heart connection, which, as you remember from the other program, corresponds to a loving connection. And then the idea is that it's going to flow upward anyway. It's going to be reabsorbed through the root chakra, where the Kundalini resides. It's going to jumpstart their Kundalini at that point. So keep that in mind. The heart chakra, their heart chakra, receives your heart chakra Kundalini, the Kundalini flowing out of your heart chakra. A little bit is leaking out, if you will. You're allowing it to leak out. You're causing it to leak out. Going into their heart chakra, continuing its flow upward through their chakras, so through their throat chakra, their third eye chakra, and their crown chakra, flowing out through the top of their head, being reabsorbed by their root chakra, and then continuing on its flow upward and completing the loop over and over and over again, each time getting more powerful as their Kundalini kicks in and says, wait a minute, there's Kundalini flowing here. So their Kundalini mixes with your Kundalini, and eventually you've primed the pump, if you will. Their Kundalini is going to flow all by itself. That's the way you jumpstart someone, through the astral transfer technique. Remember, at no time is your astral body going into their astral body. You're not transferring your astral body at all. Even though it's called the astral transfer technique, what you're actually transferring is Kundalini energy. Now you may wonder why I'm not choosing any of the higher chakras, the throat chakra, third eye chakra, known as the brow chakra, or the crown chakra on the top of the head. If these are more metaphysical chakras, remember we go from more basic chakras, the sexual chakras, all the way up toward the higher chakras, which are concerned with metaphysical activity. So wouldn't it make sense, you might ask, to go from brow chakra to brow chakra? Well, what tends to happen, I find, when you do that, is that you can get too caught up in the metaphysical aspect of it. You're there to perform a service. You're sort of like roadside assistance. You're offering a jump start. So the reason we're not using the lower chakras is to avoid any sort of sexual connotation. The reason we're not using the higher chakras is to avoid you getting caught up in some sort of mind transfer where you're transferring information with them and you get caught up in sharing a beautiful metaphysical experience and you sort of forget why you're there. So the idea is we'll keep it right in the middle, a good balance, right in the heart chakra. That's where sharing occurs anyway between people who care about each other, and you're there because you care. So the reason we're keeping it at the heart chakra level is to avoid any potential distractions of a lower type, meaning a base physical type, or a higher type, meaning a metaphysical type. You've probably had that happen where you go to friends' houses and you get caught up in intellectual conversation and you forget why you even went there because the intellectual conversation is so stimulating, or the spiritual conversation. That's why we're not accessing the higher chakras. And I've already explained why we're not accessing the lower chakras. So keep it at the heart level. Now you may ask how long you should do this. There's no answer to that. You should do it as long as you need to do it. But if you realize it's not going anywhere, then feel free to stop. You're there helping them. And if they're not responding, then you can end it. Now, no matter what, I would end this after a half an hour. Because if nothing's happened after a half an hour, then there's something going on. There's probably a blockage somewhere in their chakras. There's probably some unresolved issue they need to work on. Remember, anytime your kundalini isn't flowing, it's due to blockages in your chakras. And as I talked about in the other program, the program that was the basis for this program, your chakras must be cleared, which means that you must work on certain situations in your life in order to clear them. The type of situation depends on the level of the chakra. For example, a heart chakra blockage means, of course, a blockage in your love life. Love life meaning not necessarily your intimate others, but the way you love yourself, the way you love the world, and of course, the way you love others. But it's not limited to the way you love others. So look for the blockages that they have if they want you to. Some people are very private about this, and although you're there giving fairly intimate help, they may not want you to know about all their blockages. They may, for example, have a throat blockage, a blockage in their throat chakra, corresponding, of course, to not being completely open about something they need to say to someone, or something along those lines. So be kind, be gentle, be nice, be considerate, but if they want you to analyze the blockage, feel free to do so. Which gets us into the next category, which is the advanced astral transfer technique. The advanced astral transfer technique means that you are going to actually unblock your friend's chakras. Now, this is something that they may or may not want you to do, because when you get into this technique, you really get into a lot of their issues and baggage and things that are holding them back in life and their private matters and so forth. So make sure that they want you to do this before you start prodding around in their chakras trying to clear them. Make sure that you have their permission. But let's say, for example, that you've aligned yourself with someone, you've been working with them for up to a half an hour, transferring your kundalini energy to their heart chakra, and nothing is happening. They are not moving their astral body out of their physical body at all. Or let's say it's happening with you. In that case, what needs to happen, if the person who feels stuck in their physical body is up for it, is an advanced astral transfer. This means pinpointing the exact chakra or chakras that have the blockage and working through it right then and there. Now keep in mind, this is not the be-all and end-all solution to their chakra blockage. If someone has a blockage in one of their lower chakras, you are unblocking their chakra right now for the purpose of getting them out of their physical body so they can have an astral projection experience. It's a quick fix. It does not mean that that blockage is fixed once and for all. They will probably still need to do some more work on their own in their actual daily life in the three-dimensional world to fix that completely. They will need to address whatever's going on. For example, if you find that it's a blockage in their third eye, the brow chakra, they may need to meditate more. Perhaps their spiritual life isn't very developed and they need to meditate more. So let's talk about how to do the advanced astral transfer technique, unblocking their blocked chakras just so you can get them out of their physical body in that moment. Remember, think in terms of roadside assistance. When you're broken down on the side of the road, the person will show up, and if you've got a flat tire, what will they do? They'll change the tire and put on the spare. Spare tire is not usually sufficient to use for the duration of the life of that vehicle. It's something to help you get to the mechanic's shop so that you can get the original tire repaired and the spare put back in the trunk or wherever it goes. It's the same concept here. You're not attempting to fix anything, not in the overall sense, not in the permanent sense, not in the ongoing sense. You're offering a temporary quick fix so that they can have fun, so that they can get out of their physical bodies and have fun and enjoy the astral world. So what I want you to do when you've got yourself aligned and you've been attempting to get them out of their physical body and it's just not working, I want you to stop that. I want you to stop the Kundalini flow. And I want you to look at their chakras. Now, from the basic program, you already know how to do this. You know how to see auras. And when you know how to see auras, you can see chakras. But even if you don't have a clear view of it right then, I want you to tune into it. I want you to tune into their body. I want you to tune into what's going on with their lives, if they give you permission, of course. And intuitively, even if you're not seeing it, intuitively know where the blockage is. I want you to realize that I told you ideally you would do this while you're in your astral body and hovering above them. You can be in your physical body if you want to do this. In fact, if you have two people who are both having a challenge getting out, you can work on each other. So you can use this for pair work. You can use this with an astral projection partner. But if you're both having challenges getting out, you can access the chakras that have challenges and unblock them. But if both of you are feeling stuck, then there may not be enough Kundalini energy to get either one of you out. Keep that in mind. Ideally, you'd have one person already out. But the advanced astral transfer technique is just a matter of working on chakras, clearing them up, freeing them up. So you can do that portion of it even if you're both in your physical bodies. I want you to realize that. However, to get out of your physical body, you've got to have enough Kundalini. And if both of you are feeling stuck, then there's probably not enough Kundalini flow between the two of you. So having one person already out is ideal if you want to get somebody else out. Let's get back to the advanced astral transfer technique, and let's put ourselves in the ideal scenario again. Somebody's already out. Let's say it's you, and you're hovering over your friend. You've been attempting for half an hour to feed them Kundalini energy, and it's not working. That's the scenario we're in now. You are now analyzing their chakras, whether you're seeing them or just intuitively feeling them, to find out where the blockage is. Now, you're looking for what we call a hit, meaning you're going to get an impression of something that's going on. You're going to have to communicate with them telepathically. Now, you've already learned how to do that in the other program. You're going to learn more about that in this program. But I want you to telepathically communicate with them and listen to yourself. Listen for a hit. Maybe you're going to get the impression that they're having problems in their love life. Or maybe you're going to get the impression that they're not meditating enough. Or maybe you're going to get the impression that there's something that they haven't told someone that they need to. And you're going to know intuitively which chakra that corresponds to. And when you get a hit, let's say you realize there's something they haven't said to someone that they need to, and you realize that's a blockage in the throat chakra. With the advanced astral transfer technique, you then focus your Kundalini energy on that chakra, throat chakra to throat chakra. Wherever you get a hit, whichever chakra that corresponds to, you focus immediately your Kundalini energy on that chakra, clearing up that blockage right then and there. Now let's take this a step further. Let's say you spent a half hour feeding them Kundalini energy, heart to heart, didn't work. Let's say you did the advanced astral transfer technique, pinpointing the exact chakra that needs work, and you found, let's say, three of them, and you transferred Kundalini energy to each one of them. I recommend about 5 minutes maximum for each chakra when you use the advanced astral transfer technique. In other words, let's say you find the throat chakra has a blockage, transfer energy, Kundalini energy from your throat, Kundalini energy from your throat chakra to their throat chakra, 5 minutes maximum per chakra, and you move on to the next chakra. But let's say you did that and they're still stuck. What I want you to do in that case is transfer Kundalini energy from every one of your chakras to every one of their chakras. All seven of the upper chakras, meaning starting with the root chakra, then working your way upward, all the way through the crown chakra, transferring energy. You should imagine light, tubes of light, connecting all seven of your chakras to all seven of theirs. And you will maintain this energy for a maximum of 5 minutes. You're doing them all at once. So essentially what's happened is you showed up, you offered the roadside assistance, if you will, in terms of jumping their Kundalini energy. And you did that for up to a half an hour with no results. They did not leave their physical body. That's the astral transfer technique. If it worked, great, then you can go off and astral project with them. If it didn't, you can move to the advanced astral transfer technique, where you focus on individual chakras for up to 5 minutes at a time after you get a hit. In other words, after you get an intuitive impression that they need some energy in one of their chakras or several of their chakras. If that works, fine, go off and astral project. If that doesn't work, move to the next level, which is transferring Kundalini energy for up to 5 minutes from all seven of your upper chakras. Now, I'm using upper chakras in this sense to mean the root chakra through the crown chakra, because some people will acknowledge lower chakras, even lower than the lowest chakra that I've talked about. For example, chakras at the level of the feet. So I've used upper chakras in two different ways here. I've used upper chakras to mean anything above the heart chakra. But when I say all seven of the upper chakras, I mean root chakra to crown chakra. So there are two different ways to use that term, upper chakras. But I will always be clear with you. When I say all seven of the upper chakras, that means all seven chakras, minus anything below the root chakra. When I say the upper chakras, and I'm not mentioning the number seven, I mean anything above the heart chakra. So I'll always be very clear, but I wanted you to know that in talking about chakras, there are two different ways that you will hear it talked about. So the idea is that you have had to, in our scenario, go to the most advanced level, which is transferring energy from all seven of your chakras, all seven of your upper chakras, to all seven of theirs. If that doesn't work, it's time to call it a day. It's time to just say, I'm sorry, but this advanced astral transfer technique is not going to help you today. Tell them that telepathically, and then you go on because you made an attempt to help them get out. Chances are the next time they'll be fine. They'll be able to get out. In fact, they'll benefit from everything that you did because they'll be that much clearer when they go to work on themselves. And sometimes you're going to find yourself in this situation. Yes, it can be a little embarrassing to have someone work on you for that long and you still feel stuck, but it happens to all of us. Every now and then, no matter what kind of vehicle you drive, it could break down. Something could happen, and that's okay. Maybe they'll be able to astral project later all by themselves because maybe they were attempting to make it happen a little too forcefully. We can get caught up in that, can't we? We can try, and I don't like that word try because try implies that we're not going to get there, but we really get caught up in that word try because we're not really thinking it's going to work. We're making an attempt for it to work and that it's not. And that's where the word try comes in. So the word try is not really that helpful. But we can get caught up in that sometimes because we're humans. We can get caught up in thinking, oh, I'm going to push this really hard. I'm going to try. And oh, I know it's not going to work. And yeah, it doesn't work. We all have days like that because we're human. If they're having a day like that or you're having a day like that, just do it again some other day. Clear your mind. Go in with a better, more powerful attitude. Clear those chakras by taking care of whatever you need to take care of in the daytime, cleaning up little things in your life and so forth, then you'll be better prepared to astral project. Now, I want you to realize that the advanced astral transfer technique can work any time. And what I mean by that is, let's say that you're astral projecting with a group and someone, for whatever reason in the group, starts to go back to their physical body. Maybe they're going back to their physical body and then coming back to the group, going back to their physical body, coming back to the group. Or maybe they're part of the group and they go back to their physical body and they stay there. So those are the two ways you'll normally see it. Either they're having difficulty staying with the group and they keep returning to their physical body and bouncing back and forth, or they're just gone from the group and everyone's traveling in the astral world and suddenly someone's missing and they're back in their physical body, having difficulty getting back out. This is actually an easier situation to resolve because they were already out that day. But the way you resolve it is the same way that I've already taught you. You go to them, you align yourself over their physical body, and you go through the same procedures for the astral transfer technique and the advanced astral transfer technique. So realize you have a way of dealing with the same situation in numerous ways. For example, they're stuck, they're having difficulty getting out of their physical body, or they're returning to their physical body off and on, or they were out, and then they're back in their physical body and feeling stuck. So you have different scenarios that you can work with, but it's the same protocol, if you will. It's the same series of steps you're going to take. But let's look at another aspect of the astral transfer technique, which is transferring your knowledge, your experience, your skills to someone else. Now, in this case, I'm not talking about transferring Kundalini energy. That's one way to do the astral transfer technique, and you've got detailed instructions for how to do that. But let's talk about another aspect of the astral transfer technique, and that is transferring information to them. Let's say that you are an experienced astral traveler and your friend is not, and you want to save them a lot of work because maybe it took you a few weeks or a few months to become a proficient astral traveler, or vice versa. Maybe they're proficient and you would like to benefit from their experience. Wouldn't it be nice to have all of that information downloaded to your mind immediately so that you didn't have to go through all that effort? Well, as I said earlier in this module, when you're tutoring or mentoring someone, sometimes it takes a while because sometimes the rate at which they learn the information can be a little slow. And that's okay. That's normal. We call that process learning. It's supposed to take a while. That's why it takes people 12 years to get through first through 12th grade. It's a slow process, and that's okay. They're learning it deeply, and they're also getting to know their peers, and they're also growing and developing in so many wonderful ways. But we kind of get caught up in the idea that it has to be that way, that learning has to take a long time. And with my doctorate in education, I can tell you that there are some cutting-edge techniques for transferring information to people that really don't take a long time at all. This technique even goes beyond those. Because if I were to present to other people with doctorates the ideas I'm about to tell you, they would probably not be interested in hearing them because there would be a difficulty applying them to elementary education or middle school education or high school education or college education. Imagine trying to get a school to agree to astral transfer techniques, transferring information. But it can be done. You can transfer information from one person to another, and I'm going to tell you how to do that right now. The most powerful way to do that is exactly as I taught you the astral transfer technique. Now, in this scenario, you're not necessarily finding them broken down on the side of the road, if you will, and giving them a jump start so they can get out of their physical bodies and into the astral world. That's not really what this is all about. This portion of the astral transfer technique is concerned with giving them information that's going to benefit them over a long period of time. So you can both be in your physical bodies if you want, but I do recommend sitting in chairs facing each other. This technique I'm about to tell you can also be used to make the sum total of your experiences more powerful. If they have some experience with astral projection and you have some experience, you can combine your experience. It can work both ways. You can both benefit from it and both save time in learning astral projection. The way this works is you sit facing each other. You can do this with one of you in your astral body, just like I mentioned with the astral transfer technique, one hovering over the other, but you don't have to. You can just sit in chairs and your physical bodies facing each other. And all you do is go through the process of raising your kundalini and then imagine a tube connecting your brow chakras. In other words, right between your eyebrows. That area is connected to that area right between their eyebrows with a tube. You imagine a tube. And as you imagine it, it happens. Tube connecting your third eye to their third eye. Now remember, with the astral transfer technique, to jumpstart someone, I wanted you to keep it at the mid-level, the heart chakra, so that you wouldn't get distracted by things that are of a physical nature or things that are of a metaphysical nature. In this case, we are talking about things of a metaphysical nature. We're talking about knowledge about the way the universe works. That's why we're focused on the brow chakra, or the third eye chakra, the chakra through which, by the way, you're able to see with your astral body. That's what allows you to see auras in the astral world and communicate telepathically, see other astral bodies. So it's natural for you as an astral projector to use your third eye. Now you're just connecting it to that of another person. And so you imagine this tube, and as you imagine it, it happens, connecting your third eyes. Many people have asked me over the years, as I've taught astral projection, how thick is the tube? The tube is as thick as you imagine it. That's the answer. For some people, it's very thin, perhaps an inch thick. For some people, it's wider, perhaps 6 inches thick. For some people, it's very wide, a foot thick, which is approximately a third of a meter thick. Generally, when I see the connection, it's a few inches thick. And you may ask about color. Color changes depending on the types of thoughts that are going through your mind and your soul at that time, the vibrations, the feelings, everything, the color can change. My advice is not to worry about either of these things. Don't worry about the color. Don't worry about the thickness. Just focus on the connection itself. Because these things can change, the color and the thickness, and they really don't matter. What matters is the connection. Make sure there's a connection there. So envision the connection. As you do, it happens. And what you're doing is transferring information. Think of this like an internet connection to the other person, a high-speed internet connection, transferring everything that you know about astral projection to them instantly, and taking everything that they know about astral projection, transferring it to you instantly. Make sure you install filters. The reason for filters is that you don't want to take on any of their negative ideas about astral projection, like it's difficult, it's hard, it's cumbersome, that kind of thing, and you don't want to give them any, so tell them to install a filter. To install a filter, all you do is imagine that there is a filter right there on your skin between your eyebrows that filters any negativity. No negativity is allowed to enter you through your third eye, and no negativity is allowed to leave you through your third eye. So if you both have a filter, you're all set. You've caught everything, and you have a double filter. You have their filter in case yours isn't catching everything. Just imagine filters, sort of like a screened-in porch, that type of screen. Screen over that tube catches everything. It's a microfiber screen that catches everything, everything negative, that is. And then you just do the transfer. How long will it take? Probably happen in the blink of an eye. But you may want to keep that connection open for a few minutes, perhaps up to 5 minutes. Why? Because it can be a really wonderful experience to share. And you can keep it open longer if you want. I recommend no longer than a half hour total, because at that point you've shared everything you're going to share anyway. But keeping the link open for about 5 minutes, up to a half hour, can be wonderful, because you can have an exchange of ideas. New ideas are going to come out. Certainly you share everything in the blink of an eye. The transfer's already happened right away when you establish the link, but you're going to have new thoughts. And as you have new thoughts, you're going to be able to share them. And then another thought happens. You can share that. It's a telepathic link, but it's even more powerful than that, because not only are you able to read that person's mind, you're also able to get the information that they have and store it in your mind. Now, before you start this, I want you to make an agreement with the other person that you're not going to have them probe your mind anywhere that you don't want them to, and you're not going to do that to them either. You're going to respect the fact that you're only sharing certain files, if you will, from the computer that is your mind. That computer is only allowing certain files to be accessed, and you're only accessing certain files of theirs. In this case, you should limit it to just astral projection related files. But you can also use this for other things. Let's say you want to share other knowledge with them or get other knowledge from them. You can do that also. But in this program, we're concerned with astral travel knowledge. That's what you want to get from them. That's what you want to share with them. And you can do this fairly easily and fairly quickly, saving yourself a lot of time learning astral projection. So obviously, whoever's more experienced, the other person benefits more. That's okay. That happens. Let's say that they're more experienced and you benefit more. Eventually, you're going to have experiences that they're going to want to download. Perhaps you've been to the sun. We're going to talk about that later, traveling to certain places and through certain substances. But perhaps you've been to the sun, or they've been to the sun. Wouldn't it be nice to have that information, to know where to go, where not to go, what's interesting, what's not interesting, downloading all of that information. And so let's say that they're more knowledgeable than you and you gain more. That's okay, because eventually you're going to have something to share with them, or eventually they're going to run into someone, either a physical entity or a non-physical entity, who's going to have more experience than them and is going to be able to share with them that information. So it all works out. It's all give and take, and it all works out. We're all helping each other. So, you've learned a lot of information in this module. Let's review a little bit to sum everything up. First of all, you've learned about astral travel with others. That's what this module is about, astral travel with others. So you learned how it can work. You can meet somewhere and go from there. You've also learned how to plan vacations, if you will. I like to call them vacations. You learn how to plan astral travel trips. And when working with a group, it's important to recognize time zone differences. You've learned some of the aspects of traveling with the groups, and you've learned what to do if someone's having a challenge getting out. The group can come to the assistance of that person. You've also learned how to do that one-on-one through the astral transfer technique. You've learned how to transfer your kundalini energy to them, and you learn how to step that up a notch. If that doesn't work, you can go to the advanced astral transfer technique, where you're helping them unblock chakras. And you've learned to step that up a notch. Also in the advanced astral transfer technique, you know how to activate all of their chakras at once and clear all of them at once. And you've also learned how in the astral transfer technique to transfer information to them through their third eye instantly. In the blink of an eye, or even less time than that, you can transfer everything that you know and get everything from them that they know about astral projection. So, enjoy these techniques, enjoy traveling with others, enjoy all that the astral realms have to offer. There's a lot to see. And even if you do download it from someone else, I want you to see it for yourself. I want you to get out there more often and use this wonderful gift that you have of conscious astral projection. I'm Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist, hoping you have outstanding astral adventures.